From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A deadly crash, the wreckage of an Indonesian passenger plane with 54 people aboard, has been found in the rugged eastern province of Papua. The plane crashed Sunday while flying through bad weather. Officials say villagers found the wreckage in the mountains. Indonesian authorities say rescuers have been sent to the remote area and will begin searching there Monday. It's unclear if anyone survived. The home minister for Pakistan's Punjab province has been killed in a suicide bombing along with 14 other people. Suja Kanzada was killed Sunday at his residence in the Attock district. Witnesses say as many as 30 people were inside the minister's house when a suicide bomber entered and detonated explosives. Authorities say the dead minister had been receiving threats from a Sunni militant group. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 58 people were killed Sunday when government planes struck the rebel-held town of Douma near Damascus. It says the attack on a market wounded another 200 people, mainly civilians. Also in Syria on Sunday, a U.S.-backed rebel group says an al-Qaeda affiliate has released seven of its members abducted last month. The al-Nusra Front kidnapped the men in late July, accusing them of serving American interests. The African Union has warned that a political crisis in Burundi could have catastrophic consequences for the country and the surrounding region. The statement by AU Commission Chief Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma comes a day after the killing of former military chief Jean Biko Magnu. An unidentified gunman killed him outside his house in Bujumbura. This is VOA News.